It's all about the children. That's what this time of the year is for. They'll tell you it's for the children. It always has been. But it had a different slant in its origin. It was for the first fruits. You know, when God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, He gave them a command that the first fruits belonged to Him. When He took the children of Israel out of Egypt, He killed all the Egyptian firstborn. They had nothing to sacrifice to their gods. And why God in Israel told them that all the firstborn belonged to Him is He wanted to keep them from sacrificing their firstborn, because that was the tradition. And it was for the kids, because if they sacrificed them under these green trees that represent eternal life, they went directly to heaven. So your little child that was your firstborn, you took him out and they sacrificed him in the groves. Now, we've got a lot of material online. All this is covered in the article titled The Good Old Time Religion, so I won't dwell on it in great detail. But it was a con. It's one of the devil's slickest cons on humanity, because he knew that the firstborn had a special place in God's plan. So he just cut them off right there. People fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, just like they do today. It's not a bit different than it was. You know, people say, well, if I had lived back then and God was seemingly more active in human affairs, that's just a misnomer, because they the Bible doesn't cover detail about what happened every day. It's a story about various happenings over a period of about 4,000 years or more. So they sacrificed their children and were happy about it. And to commemorate it during the season, which was the devil's day, that's what the 25th of December is. Satan worshipers keep the 25th of December, the winter solstice. It's the day that you can observe on the 25th that the days are getting longer. They start getting longer. Actually, the 21st is the shortest day, but you can't visually detect it that well. And so the ancients, that's what they did. It had to do with the death and birth of the sun. Got the shortest day, and the sun wasn't there as long. And then came the 25th, about 2 minutes a day. The day gets longer. We'll all be looking forward to that as we see more sunshine and things warming up. The sun's actually closer to us in the summertime than it is the wintertime, but it's the angle that makes it warmer in the summer and cooler in the winter. So this is something that God instructed Israel not to do, but they did it. You would think they would have lost the tradition when they came out of Egypt, particularly when that first generation didn't make it into the promised land, but they picked it up from the people round about them. God wasn't a racist, certainly not when you understand what His plan and what He's doing, but He told the people of Israel not to mingle with the pagan people around, and not to copy their religions. But they did, and they still do them today with the same fervor that they did them. In fact, there's more fervor, I think. I'll make a statement here, and I want you to think about it. And if I needed to, I could back it up with, me and Cindy could back it up with no telling how many examples. We've been in the church a long time, And about 3 weeks ago, one night, we didn't go to sleep, and we laid there going back over all the people we had known in the last 30 or 40 years. And it went on for an hour, hour and a half, just remembered them by name, most of them by name. It's easier to start keeping the Sabbath than it is to stop keeping Christmas. What do you think about it? Mm. Because this whole society, the world, and it's been that way for millennia, everything is focused around Christmas celebration. The winter solstice, so important. It's important to the pagans, it's important to people today. In fact, after today, and people will open their presents, throw the wrapping paper in the trash. I heard somebody interviewed and said that was the best part of the celebration to them, was throwing the wrapping paper in the trash. The junky toys that the kids get will be gone, a lot of them by Monday. The more sturdy ones might stay around a while, things like bicycles and that, but most of the toys will be thrown back in a corner somewhere in a month or two, and nobody will even think about it. Everybody will get together with their lovely holiday spirit, which anybody that's ever business knows that come Christmas time, it's a terror. People and overspent, they get in a foul mood. But remember, it's all for the kids. It initially was. It was for the kids. And it's so very foolish. Such a foolish thing. There's no substance to it. So you keep it. People wind up, in this case, Monday morning, beginning to worry about paying their credit card bills. And, you know, I can talk about these physical things and why that they've put themselves in debt. I can talk about those things, but that's a little simple thing. People can get themselves out of those problems. They can't get themselves out of this without God's help and them having some character. Remember what we talked about a minute ago, and the fact that they did this so their firstborn children could go directly to heaven. They skipped all the trials and tribulation of this life, and that's why the parents were happy about it. They thought their little kid had made it to heaven. To commemorate that, because they had their children sacrificed out at these groves with the evergreens and the fir trees, that they would cut a little tree and take it in the house, and then they would make little idols, dolls. That's what the word is, idol, to represent that child, and they'd put it under the tree and to remind them of their little child that was dead, that they had been stupid enough to let the devil get them to kill their own kid or allow their kid. If you look in Jeremiah 10, hear ye the word which the Eternal speaks unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Eternal, learn not the way of the heathen, nor be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. See if you can remember that. The customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands, of the workmanship, with the axe. They deck it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as a palm tree. They speak not, but need to be borne, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. And that last sentence sort of confuses people. The tree itself can do no evil, but what it's being used for is evil. We'll see that a little later. Now, those little children, anciently, that got sacrificed so they could go to heaven, they're not really what the devil ultimately wanted. You might not believe it, but to this day, and this is based on my experience of 50 years in the Church of God, more people have abandoned the truth and lost their opportunity for the first resurrection over Christmas than any other thing that I know. Because, after all, it's for the kids. If you will look in Isaiah 14th chapter, and this is about the devil. I don't believe this is his day, and this is where Satan is dethroned. Verse 12, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nation? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will set also upon the mount of the congregations in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see you shall narrowly look upon you and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth tremble and did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one his own house. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, and as a remnant to those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, go down to the stones of the pit." Now, we could also turn over to the book of Ezekiel and read the final thing of Satan, but I started with verse 12 to show the context this talking about Lucifer. Let's go up to verse 5 of Isaiah 14. "The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of rulers. He has smote people with the wrath, the continual stroke. He that rules the nation in anger is persecuted, and none heareth. And the whole earth is at rest and quiet. They break forth in singing." This is when Satan is gone. "Yea, the fir trees rejoice at you, and the cedars of Lebanon sang, since they are laid down, no fellers or no tree cutters have come against us." In the kingdom of God, just stop and think, and of course, there's a lot of artificial trees now, but just stop and think about how many trees have been cut down for Christmas trees. Where are the environmentalists? Because making a plastic one probably does more damage to the environment than cutting one. It's a simple thing. But after all, it doesn't make any difference. It's for the kids. That's what people say. They make all the excuses in the world. We go back and remember what Jeremiah said. The traditions of the people are vain. Vanity. They're useless. They produce no good fruits. And you can't show me a good fruit that Christmas produces. Now, if we had some people that used to be in this congregation, they'd tell you that going out and delivering Christmas baskets on Christmas was a great thing. That you were feeding the hungry. You were taking care of the poor. Why they didn't do that on the 4th of July, I don't know. But I've actually heard people propagate that. This sermon, what I'm talking about today, talking about Christmas, I do it most every year at Christmas time. And when my first year or two in the ministry, and we had a big church here in Pocahontas at the time, I gave a lot more information than I'm giving today on Christmas, and really gave a hard hellfire and brimstone sermon, and a fourth of the congregation was mad because they were keeping Christmas at home. I had a lady, and her husband wasn't in the church, but she understood. And this is how people will slip. I mean, her husband didn't understand, and he insisted on keeping Christmas. I can keep it and not keep it. And that's what people were doing, what people in the church were doing. They were with their families because of the kids keeping Christmas, and yeah, they got away with it. Most of the people that got mad that day are long gone from the faith, because if you compromise on one thing, you'll compromise on something else. And so I hope none of you get mad at me. But if you need to get mad at me, just get mad, because you need to look in the mirror and see that you're only hurting yourself. It's what we do to ourselves, or what we allow the devil to do to us, that can really trip us up. So anytime we see man's tradition, chances are about 98% that it's going to be fouled up. And that includes some of the traditions that have been in the church, because people have a tendency to give more weight to tradition. The Catholic Church does more weight to tradition than you do the Scriptures, the actual Word of God. And so obedience to God with a human being is not an easy thing. So we need to remember. And I'd say every year on Christmas, or close to Christmas, go back and read some of these things. Read the article we've got online about the good old time religion, and see, it was a bloody mess if we go back to its real origin. So let's stop and think about the things we do, what the consequences might be. This has been James Throckmorton speaking to you for the Churches of God.